German defense minister admits military not capable of defending country. By Kurt Zindelke on March 3, 2023. Minister of Defense Boris Pistorius admitted this week that the German military is incapable of defending the nation if needed. Pistorius, who assumed the role of the commander-in-chief of the Bundeswehr last month, said that the German armed forces as they are currently constituted would not be able to defend their homeland or protect NATO allies in Europe should they be forced into a direct war with a power such as Russia. The defense minister said in comments reported by the Bild newspaper, "We have no armed forces that are capable of defense, i.e. capable of defending against an offensive brutally conducted war of aggression." The frank admissions from Pistorius come in contrast to some of his predecessors at the defense ministry, including Christine Lambrecht, who resigned in January. Prior to leaving office, Lambrecht reportedly attempted to withhold documents on military readiness from the German parliament, or Bundestag. Under former Chancellor Angela Merkel's former defense minister Ursula von der Leyen, now president of the European Commission, such documents were initially classified as top secret. Members of the Bundestag were forced to visit a secure room in the parliament building in order to read the data. Responding to the comments from Pistorius, the former chairman of the Bundestag Foreign Affairs Committee, Norbert Röttgen, said, "What Pistorius says is the bitter truth. It is courageous and good that the Minister of Defense does not gloss over them, but pronounces them clearly. But he also describes his task, to change that, to get the political support of his own party." Despite Chancellor Olaf Scholz of the leftist Social Democrat Party, SPD, pledging a €100 billion special fund to replenish the military last February following the Russian invasion of Ukraine, Pistorius has argued that this is insufficient, as it does not cover purchases of munitions or planned salary increases for members of the military. The defense minister has called for at least €10 billion to be added to the 2024 defense budget, which currently stands at around €50 billion. Even still, this would likely fall short of the 2% of GDP required by NATO agreements, which would need Germany to spend around €75 billion. Last year, Germany spent just 1.44% of GDP on defense spending, compared to 3.47% from the United States. According to NATO figures, actually down from the previous year's 1.53%. Stunningly, this year's defense budget is expected to decline yet again, by some €300 million. This shortfall comes despite promises from Chancellor Scholz last February when he vowed that Germany would finally meet its NATO obligations from now on. Admitting Germany's failures to meet their spending requirements, Pistorius said this week, "We must fulfill our alliance obligations, fulfill them again. We haven't done it in the past." Germany's persistent failures in meeting NATO targets was consistently highlighted by the Donald Trump administration. In 2018, then American ambassador to Germany, Richard Grenell, told Breitbart London that Berlin's performance has been woeful in terms of living up to its alliance obligations. "Germany is the largest economy in Europe. They made a commitment to NATO, and they should be serious about that commitment. It is a multilateral institution that guarantees the Allies, guaranteeing freedom," Grenell said. President Trump often highlighted the issue of Germany's delinquency as well, saying in 2018, "We're protecting Germany. We're protecting France. We're protecting all of these countries. We're paying a lot of money to protect. This has been going on for decades. It's very unfair to our country. It's very unfair to our taxpayers. These countries need to step it up, not over a 10-year period, but immediately." Follow Kurt Zindelke on Twitter here at Kurt Zindelke.